Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The Gig Cast.
Welcome to the GigCast. This is GigCast show 192, making it three in a row since the hiatus ended. And this is your host, JT Shea, here, of course, from Night Gig Studios and thegigcast.com and JT Ukes at 40 and all that fun stuff with you once again. And with me once again is Kevin Heyman from Sweatshot Studios. Kevin, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
I must say, you're doing a great job filling in for Scott. One day he may return as a co-host, but he's been too busy lately. You know how that is.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Life happens.
Yeah. It needs to stop happening so we can get the band back together. But this is all good. And he's not making it to MegaCon again this year.
I know.
This is the first one he's not going to be at.
That sucks. I was looking forward to seeing him.
I know. But anyway, it'll be all good. And on today's GigCast, we have... we should have the return of the TBBA spotlight. That's right. That bastard Brian Anderson has agreed to come back to the show. We should be getting some stuff from him, and it'll be mixed in later when the show is podcast distributed, put in the feed on Friday. So we should have that. We'll have a visit down with somebody. Again, another great musical act will be down in the Night Gig Studios Lounge. Again, we'll go take a look, listen to them. And of course, we got your emails, we got your Twitters, and we got just general stuff going on. Con season is upon us. We've got some MegaCon stuff to talk about and some other con news or other cons that are going on out there that people are going to and are going to be at. All this stuff and more right after this.
Your attention, please. This is a message of great importance to both my fellow Americans and those listening in other countries. As you know, we are currently experiencing a worldwide economic crisis. Here in America, as well as in some other countries, the government has taken the responsibility to restore certain companies to solvency with a bailout of many billions of dollars. The reasoning is that if these companies that provide products that touch every person in the country, nay, the globe, were to cease making a profit, then they would fail, resulting in financial calamity for the world economy. I would like to point out that in this time of bailouts, there is one industry that touches us all, that provides a product that every citizen can benefit from, that has never made a profit from its inception some years ago, and has not asked for a bailout. I'm speaking, of course, of the podcasters of the world. Men and women, and kids, in spare bedrooms, basements, and other nooks and crannies, cranking out podcasts that are funny, informative, musical, artistic, banal, odd, bizarre, boring, and sometimes downright disgusting. What could be more American? Yet podcasters have not solicited Congress for bailout funds. Podcasters are voluntarily continuing to create shows that return not one red cent, simply because they believe in whatever nut job idea they espouse. Podcasters do not demand. We beg. So the next time you're listening to a podcast, a free podcast, think about the people who have worked so hard to bring it to you. And when you see that PayPal button, why not donate a spare $1 billion or two? Remember, listening to podcasts isn't a right. It's a privilege. I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free at thebatfree.com, thanking you in advance for your support.
And we're back. All right. So, Kevin.
Yes.
What's going on? I know when we last talked. When we last met, whether you were going to be able to get a mic to go to a Night Gig, to MegaCon or not, was up in the air.
And I understand everything's been finalized now.
Oh, we're good to go. The plane tickets have been bought.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
So are you going to have to, like, when you get back, throw yourself on the mercy of the courts, or has it been pre-approved?
No, it's pre-approved. It turns out I didn't have as many absences as I thought, so MegaCon is guilt-free.
Outstanding. That's great. Yeah, a little bit different this year.
Yes.
Now, I have found out that the hotel/motel that we're staying at does have free Wi-Fi.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it was good for a couple of reasons. One, we'll be able to upload stuff from the con in the evening after, you know, the convention. That'll be good. And pictures and whatnot on Flickr feeds or whatever else we'll be doing. And it also means I'll be able to record. Out of those of you who follow me on my other guises on the interweb, will know I'm in the middle of a JT's 2010 St. Patrick's Day ukulele countdown on YouTube. Day 8 was posted today. This is day 9, which will be recorded after we finish here. This being the Tuesday of the week before the St. Patrick's Day happens. Anyway, I will be able to record the songs that I have to record for those days, probably on the convention floor, and then post them that evening on time. So I will keep with my challenge. I have set myself a challenge for this countdown that I'll record one Irish song on ukulele per day from the 1st to the 17th of March. And so far, so good.
You should do Whiskey in the Jar.
I will do that eventually. I will. That's on my list, on my short list.
That's like one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's a good one. But that's probably what I'll do live on the show floor with the amp plugged in and just rock out all the hell on that one. Because lately, you know, the way my job's been going, I get home about 11:30, and I'm recording and posting the songs before I go to bed, so they're up on the web before 1 o'clock in the morning. And with the way YouTube goes, it still says it's the day before, so I've still been on time with them. But I can't exactly plug in the cigar box ukulele to the amplifier and rock out at that time of night. It just doesn't work out. So we got to be doing that. I've got saving some of the more party-ish songs for at MegaCon. That should be fun. Yeah, so that's great. And I've got my Jane costume all sorted out. I got that all together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm selling the Jane hats. And so if I'm going to sell Jane hats, I might as well look the part, right?
There you go.
Right?
Yeah.
And the reason I was asking you about your Indiana Jones outfit, which you've been known to do, is my boy is coming up with us. So we're going to have the whole family up there, except for my wife will be home. But I'm taking Ailish, who's 13.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be helping around the table. She has some stuff to sell, some of her own stuff to sell. But the boy is going to be up there as well. And so he had to have a costume. So I spent today driving around to thrift stores, to Walmart, looking for a few choice items for his Indiana Jones costume.
I wish I could help. I don't have a bullwhip anymore. I don't have the gun. I do have my hat.
It's okay. You know what's amazing? You can do amazing things with duct tape.
I don't know that you can really... I don't know. Can you construct a gun with duct tape?
Well, I was able to construct a bullwhip with duct tape and construct...
Really?
With a rope interior surrounded by black duct tape. And
the electrical tape. Okay.
No, but duct tape. It's black, though. And then I made a holster out of the black duct tape for the cap gun that we purchased at Walmart for $6.
Okay.
And we found a passable leather bag at one of the thrift stores for Indy's pouch.
That's one thing I never had.
Well, see, he doesn't have the leather jacket, but luckily there's enough pictures on the web with Indiana Jones without the leather jacket on that he was okay with it. So... He's a little particular when it comes to what he's going to wear.
Yeah.
So that's good. And we're getting all ready for, you know, I'm waiting on like four different packages to come between now and Thursday. One from Kit, one from Joe, one from Poser Inc., which is the mod buttons we're getting our buttons from. And and we got the fourth one today. We got, Ailish got her t-shirt that she's wearing for her costume.
Good news. I've still got like a buttload of buttons from 08.
Very cool.
So
yeah, we're going to have
podcast naked.
Excellent.
All that.
Yeah, if you want swag, we got flair. If you're looking for flair, you're going to be at MegaCon. Step by the brown section at the night gig booth. There's going to be all kinds of buttons.
Brown section. I could not remember.
We are in brown. We are in brown. So
you're
if
in
you
the
are,
poop section.
If you are going to be at MegaCon, that's where we'll be. We'll be in brown, I believe, 1 through 8 is all night gig related people, whether it be Krishna, Carl, myself, you, Kit, Ailish, and Mark Mekas are all right there. So it should be a lot of fun.
I got one question. Will the pixie sticks be making a return?
Of course. I've got bags of them. Bags and bags.
Okay. Yes. I will be avoiding those like the plague, but I love that you're doing it.
We got to have the... You know, there's just some things you got to have, and pixie sticks is one of them things. So, that it's going to be fun. It should be good. And speaking of conventions, there's other stuff going on convention-wise. Let's see. Who is it? It is... They sent me a tweet. I sent out a tweet that, you know, hey, follow me on at JT Shea. I'll let you know when I'm recording, and at that time you can give us a call. You can tweet back when I tweet out there, and I say, hey, we've got this going on, then you'll know what's going on. You know, we're getting ready to record what news you have, and this is what we did, and we got from Jonah Gregory, aka Spambot on Twitter, sent us letting one of us know that we're going to be at Emerald City Comic Con on March 13th and 14th. They are going to be in the he told me what section he is going to be in. He is going to be there in section D, D11 and 12 of their tables in Artist Alley at Emerald City Comic Con. So go by and check them out. So, you know, he writes on Wing Damage. He also does, you know, his also Here There Be Robots, which is awesome. You know, you got to love him and his brother there with the Here There Be Robots, with the aliens that crash landed in Pirate Times, and there's aliens and robots and pirates. So it's like everything all in one. It's awesome. That's Jonah and Jeremy Gregory out of that. So check them out at Emerald City Comic Con. And I think Casey Green going to be there? I believe he is.
I think so. It's like everybody that I wanted to meet that isn't going to be at MegaCon is going to be at that.
At one, and, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, you said somebody else was going to be up there. Who was that?
Jeff Jacques from Questionable Content. Yes, I'm a fanboy. Sue me. That's like two, maybe three gig casts in a row I've brought him up. So
that's all good. We're all about talking about things we like. They're Nike. Mm-hmm. That's it. So let me just see. Gun Show is. Let me just see if he says where he's going to be. He is going to be at Emerald City Comic Con. Table 908 is where he's going to be. Casey Green. So if you're going to go to Emerald City, so if you're in Seattle, I believe that's where. Yeah, that's where you can find Casey Green. And if you're in the entire opposite end of the country, diagonal, instead of the northwest or in the southeast where Orlando is, you can find us in the brown section. So we got your webcomics covered, depending upon what part of the country you're living in. So it should be a lot of fun. We are going to do a webcomics panel. I talked to Mark Mekas about it. He's been talking with them. We'll get that set up. It's probably on Sunday, I think. But it should be good. Should be fun. And there we go. And let's see. What else did I get for Twitter? Since we're talking about Twitter bits, I also got a couple of ads. Which is great. And Doug in Dungeon Legacy, thank you so much for reminding me about this. Over at Webcomic Planet, our good friend the Frump over there at Webcomic Planet is running his war one more again. This, you know how they do the webcomic war? And the way they do it is awesome. Basically, you get... This is War 2010. You have an army, and the way you gain strength for your army is by promoting your webcomic. So basically, it rewards you in the game by posting on... You know, blogs, posting on. I'm thinking the Gigcast might be something. So if you send something to us, that might count for points. Project Wonderful ads, that kind of stuff. The more you promote your comic, the more points you get in the game. And then there's a period of time where they're just building the armies, and then bam, you start battling. And this year they're doing an evil genius. This year, so I guess you're like a mad scientist and that kind of stuff, plotting to take over the world. Last year, I think, was a fantasy theme, and this year they've got the check that out over at webcomicplanet.com. I'm not sure if it's too late to get involved, but if it isn't, at least you can watch and see what goes on and get some ideas on how to promote your own webcomics, how to promote your stuff by how they do it. You know, every little bit helps, as we know.
Yep.
Yes, sirree. And, ooh, I just got an email from Poser Inc. that the buttons are should be there tomorrow. That's exciting.
Awesome.
I love that.
I'm excited about the banner stands, personally, but that's me.
Yeah, you guys are going to be all looking professional and crap. That's great.
Oh, well, yeah, looking professional. Me, personally, it's all looks.
I think it's going to work out really well. And, again, unfortunately, Brian Anderson, who was supposed to be coming, he is not going to be able to. Which is why Ailish is getting a table, and we're going to shuffle things around a bit. So KC will be sitting Krishna will be sitting with Carl. Ailish and I will have one table, so the Nightgeek banner will go over the front of the whole table.
And, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then you and Kit, of course, will be sharing a table. So.
Yay!
Yay! It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is indeed. And I'm loving getting back into this. Stand by for a loud noise as my daughter opens the door to her room. Go ahead. I am recording.
Oh, you're going to edit it.
No, I'm not going to edit it. Are you kidding? Editing means work. Go ahead, close the door.
It's live.
It seems like it's live.
It's live on tape.
That's right. Live to hard drive, as we used to say back in the day. So,
It is.
What was I talking about?
MegaCon stuffs.
Yeah, crap. I don't know. It's working out well. What the hell was I talking about? Anyway, we can switch over to emails. We've got Bubble World Comics sent us an email letting us know that they've got an April Fool's special coming up, and they're counting down. He's not telling anybody what it is. So if you head over to bubbleworldcomics.com and just pay attention, you can find out what's going on. I think something about the Captain Geezer comic, which is on Thursdays. So
let the speculation begin.
Yes, it should be exciting. So just keep checking, and you can find out. You know, I don't know if there's a prize if you figure it out or something, but anyway, it should be good. Check it out, bubworldcomics.com. So there you go, Andy. Keep it up, and I'm sure it'll hit great. We did get an email that went out from Cowbell Detective Club, which is really cool. They've got a preview up for their new issue. It's a 40-page issue, and there's a preview up over at iPulpFiction.com. If you go to iPulpFiction.com, go to the front page, there's a link a little bit further down to the sneak preview of their first graphic novel. And I've given a look over, and it's awesome. The art is really cool. The story is very compelling. And I'm really tempted to say, hey, you know, in order for me to really give you a good review, you got to give me the whole thing so I can continue reading it. not that wouldn't be true. I would like to, you know, see the whole thing in order to give a comprehensive and complete review on how great it's looking. Basically, it's a 1930s England vampire gypsy tale, and the art is outstanding. And the story is really good so far.
Cool.
Yeah. So go to iPulpFiction.com, check that out, and it is. Let's see here. Let me get the name here because I want to make sure. And you're probably hearing the pages turn. It's written and illustrated by Doug Nation. Doug, very talented, really, really looking great, both on the writing and the art. I mean, it must take him forever to do some of these pages. Real good, really nice detail. The mood lighting is awesome. He has a great command over looks like everything. So you have to check that out. Again, iPulpFiction.com. All right, what have I forgotten? Oh, here's something really neat. I don't know if you know this, but if you go over to sweatshopstudios.net, he's got a new logo. That is a nice looking logo, Kev. I'm impressed.
Well,
by
thank
that.
You. Yeah, I got a new banner, a new logo, and basically, I spent tons and tons of money to go to school, and this is what I got.
You made a logo.
It's like the old, you know, my parents went to such and such, and all I got was this crappy T-shirt.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, except I am actually learning, and yeah.
It's looking good, man, and it'll definitely. It's something I could see on a T-shirt or a hat or a tumbler or maybe a coffee mug. Yeah.
Tattooed on my face.
Yeah, if you want to go that far, that's fine. Hey, something else I want to talk about. I guess maybe we can make it a whole new. Actually, tell you what, let's take a quick break, and let's do the TBBA spotlight, because I know Brian Anderson's gonna come through and send me some awesome stuff to talk about. Okay, and if for some reason there isn't here, and it's totally my fault, not his. So we'll just leave it at that.
Well, it's okay. I blame you anyway.
Okay, and we'll take a listen to TBBA Spotlight, that bastard Brian Anderson, and what he's up to. He's been up to a lot of stuff. He's been kicking it old big time. I don't know if you guys follow Dog Eat Doug, but it's evolved a little bit, and it's looking really great. It's in the papers here, so we're lucky to catch it.
We don't have it here, but I've been looking at it recently, and it does look very good.
Yeah. It's funny because he's always been big into horror and stuff, which you wouldn't get if you didn't read his blog and know or have talked with him, because, you know, Dog Eat Doug, it's a cute little puppy and a cute little kid and this and the other. But some of that's starting to leak through. With that cat is, you know, epitome of evil, and it's there, and it's... I'd be interested to see what his publishers and his editors have been... if they've been noticing or saying anything to him. But anyway.
You know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
Neil Gaiman.
Uh-huh.
Like the inside of Neil Gaiman's head.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I can see that. That'll work. All right, so let's take a step back. Let's take a listen to the TBA Spotlight for this weekend. When we come back, there's a couple more things we can talk about before we go down to the lounge and have a beer. So we'll be right back after this.
You know, I've got my sonic screwdriver here.
I keep going to ThinkGeek and I keep almost ordering one.
Yeah, I'm such a nerd for this. If I could dress up like Doctor Who for the con, I'd do it.
If I knew David Tennant was coming back for another season, if I knew he wasn't leaving, I might have ordered it already. I want to see what this new doctor's like before I.
Here's the thing. I've got no problem with the new doctor because it's the nature of the beast.
Of course. Yeah, sure. I know.
And there was one thing in the little trailer thing for it that made me go, okay, I like this guy. They're laying on the grass. They're looking up at the stars. His new companion says, that one blinks. And he says, I thought I'd fix that.
Oh.
I was like, okay, I'm sold.
Yeah.
That's Doctor Who.
When I saw the transformation scene, I'm like, yeah, okay, it's gonna work. I'm sure it'll be great.
And we're gonna get a new TARDIS set, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would think so. It sure looks like it needs one.
Yeah, I have one question.
Does a TARDIS regenerate? How does that work?
No, desktop themes.
Is that what
seriously?
It is?
Seriously? They did you ever see Time Crash?
Yeah, I did. No, I haven't.
It's the little Children in Need special they did, and it had what's his name, the Fifth Doctor.
Right, that's the one where he said, "You've always been my favorite. You are my doctor." Yeah, whatever.
And the thing that got me about that is he's looking around. What have you done to my TARDIS?
Yeah,
you've changed the desktop theme.
Yeah,
I was like, it's Windows.
Yeah, that's why
it's running on Windows 95.
That's why it crashes.
So, are we back?
Not yet. No, I guess we could be.
We probably are.
Sure, we're back. We'll go with that, because that doctor who will fit in there nicely, as good geeky as we are. All right. And speaking of TV, this is from the front page of Night Gig, and I'm sure Scott is the one who probably found this. Those of you who watch any video podcasts have probably run across Transylvania TV. Well, it's basically a very adult puppet show about monsters, and, you know, and they're in a Transylvania TV station. Okay, it's right, Dracula and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, they want, and the creators of Transmedia TV have rightly noticed a hole in the market. That hole being that there's no perennial adult Halloween special with puppets, and they want to fill that hole with a Transylvania TV Halloween special. Now, of course, in order to do that, it takes money. So this is what I'm going to call the weekly kickstart, because we had one last week for that graphic novel that they wanted to get going.
Yes.
Octo something or other, wasn't it? Beyond Noctar, whatever. I can't.
I'll tell you what, go back and listen to last week's Gigcast.
Yeah, that'll work. Well, anyway, they've got a $6,000 goal they set for themselves. They've almost got a grand of it, and they still have 88 days left. The link is on the front page of Night Gig Studios. And it will be, by the time this comes out, it'll be probably one or two posts down, but it'll still be there. Or you can go to Transylvania TV, which is transylvania-tv.com. And there's a video there you can watch about them explaining what they want to do and how to fill that hole for adult puppet show-related perennial Halloween specials. They're saying it's like Avenue Q meets The Great Pumpkin.
You know, I think maybe we should specify, but for those that don't know, adult means adult humor and not like adult, like Playboy Channel or anything. So
right. Well, they use it's puppet show for adults. In other words, you don't want your kids to watch this stuff unless you're, I don't know, like
into that kind
me
of thing
or something. the language is not for kids, and the humor is not for kids. It's not like there's no pornography. It's just, you know, it's like Two and a Half Men.
Good old-fashioned, clean, dirty fun.
Exactly. So be sure to check that out. And if you want to give, give. It's one of those things, you know, again, how Kickstarter works is if they don't raise the full $6,000, nobody gets charged anything. But if they hit their goal, if you've pledged an X amount, you're going to get charged an X amount, that X amount. So this is good. This is good. So we've got some great stuff going on. MegaCon, again, this week. Just as of this recording, we've got 2 days, and we're on our way to Orlando.
And by the time you get this, we will be in Orlando.
We will be on day one of MegaCon. Yes, we will, and hopefully be uploading some stuff to Night Gig nightly. Definitely at least one post, a convention wrap-up for the day. We'll go up on Night Gig every night, so check it out. There'll be pictures, maybe some video, and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've got, and I'm opening up JT's Hat Emporium at Night Gig at MegaCon this year. It's like, you know, JT's got you covered is what the tagline of JT's Hat Emporium is.
I have one question.
Uh huh.
Did they charge for Wi-Fi at the con?
At the con, yes.
Damn.
At the hotel room, no.
Okay.
The hotel has free Wi-Fi.
I was all excited thinking I could, like, do some live chat stuff.
I know. It would be awesome. As of last year, no. I don't see why that would have changed over since the summer.
Yeah. They have to make money.
There is Wi-Fi available. But you have to pay for it, unfortunately. So, yeah. Unless you have, like, 3G or something, which I don't have. So.
No. I've got a laptop that needs...
Yes.
Love.
Yes, exactly. So there. All right. Just looking at the time. It's only been 26 minutes. Well, we got some stuff added in there. But we do.
We can pad with something, I'm sure.
As we go. One of these days, like I keep telling you, we are going to be a little more organized once this MegaCon thing's out of the way. I'm just glad we're back. Really glad we're back.
There will be interviews one day as well, I'm sure.
I've already got a couple lined up. That's where I was going when my daughter decided she had to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
Since we got this started, I've been poking around and through Twitter especially, because Twitter's an amazing tool for this social media thing.
Ain't it though?
My tweets are tied to my Facebook, so otherwise I would never post on Facebook. But I seem to get more comments on my tweets in Facebook than I do on Twitter sometimes, depending upon where the folks. But I've made some connections with some very interesting people in the convention area. There's a new convention coming out we're going to be talking to somebody about. And it's more of a webcomic-based convention. So I'm arranging to have a talk with the creators of that. I'm talking to some people in the audio drama genre.
Oh, cool.
That looked really interesting.
Hey, mm-hmm. Remember when we did that?
I did. I do. Yeah. I does.
You did it.
I did, and we could probably maybe even get back to doing that occasionally.
That would be awesome. I'd actually like to. I've always wanted to do just some like audio dramas of the Aaron Apprentice itself, but I don't know who's got the time.
That's what it boils down to. Who's got the time? I mean, I have a gnome on my desk always. There's a gnome sitting right there sleeping away.
I've got a gnome. Actually, this is funny. Not last year, but the year before last, my friend Mike, my former colorist, gave me a Christmas present. Giant box. Heavy as all get out. I unwrap it. Open it. There's another box inside. I open that. There's another box in there. I open that. It's full of hard drives to weight it.
Yeah.
And there's a garden gnome. So I have one. I've named him Giuseppe.
My wife works with a guy who's a Star Wars freak, and he found a website that sells Jawa garden gnomes.
You know, I just don't think I could do that. I mean, it's cool, but...
Yeah. She keeps saying, he's going to buy you one. He's going to buy you one. I'm like, all right, if he does, that's fine. I'll figure out something to do with it, but until that day, I can wait.
You know, there was something... You were talking about Twitter being an amazing social networking tool.
Yeah.
And I just want to add one thing, which is Twitter amazes me. It gives me this amazing chance to be completely ignored by a massive group of people as opposed to the smaller amount that read my comic. Yeah, I mean, I've got like hundreds of people who can ignore me now, and it's amazing.
I know what you mean. Believe me.
Yeah. we're old. Yeah. That's all there is to it.
I guess so.
I'm old.
And I'm still waiting for some people to send in tales from their day gig. Something that just stands out. I spent, as an example, earlier this week, I spent literally 7 minutes talking to a guy trying to explain where the enter key was. And the amazing...
Sorry, what?
The enter key.
Yeah, I heard you. I'm just hoping
I got him to type in a web address. I typed in the web address, and then I said, now hit the enter key. He said, where's the enter key? Don't you see the enter key? Where you were just typing, there's an enter key. And he's looking at... Finally, I had to explain the typewriter. The typewriter that you use to... Oh! It's like, oh, God. But the funny thing is, just minutes before, I had him enter something else and hit enter, and he did no problem. And then the second time I had him enter something a little bit different to try something else and told him to hit enter, that's when he couldn't find the enter key.
He probably did it without thinking and just... Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
You know what? It's people like that who should be set on fire. I'm sorry.
You got to realize where I live and the time of year it is and the job I do.
I work in retail. I get stupid all the time.
I'm tech support for the internet in an area which in the winter and early spring is full of old people from other parts of the country that come down and are here for 6 months of the year. And so it's not what they're used to, and they're old. Basically, what it boils down to. They're just old and don't realize. And they only have the internet because their kids told them they should have the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me to give you some idea of what living in Jackson is like, the town is built on top of a volcano, and no one here knows how to spell it.
Is a volcano there?
Right under the Colosseum. And no one here can spell volcano. So
There's a volcano in the middle of Louisiana?
Mississippi?
Mississippi, yes. Sorry. Whatever. Yeah. Really?
One of them places where they ain't got electricity.
They're one side of the river or the other. It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a volcano.
Okay.
And a fault line.
Inactive, I suppose.
What's that?
Inactive, I suppose. The volcano.
I hope. Frankly, I don't care one way or the other. If I ever get out of here, the whole place can go up. But, you know, hopefully my friends would be out of the city when that happens, because I don't want them to think I want everyone here dead. It's just...
I understand. Believe me, I do.
I experience a lot of pain, man.
Well, do you know what's good for that pain?
Booze?
Yeah, down at the Night Geek Studios Lounge. What do you say?
Ah, yes. Okay.
All right, let's go down and see who's down there. I'm sure there's somebody really entertaining is down there playing tonight, because, you know, we only sign up the best acts down at the Night Geek Studios Lounge. So with that, let's say goodbye and head on down and take a listen. And thanks again for stopping by, Kev. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Glad to do it.
All right. Special thanks out to Brian Anderson again for pitching back in with the TBBA Spotlight. That is, of course, if he actually does send us some things that we heard a while back there. But I'm sure he did, and I'm sure they're all wonderful. And again, when you're hearing this on a release, we'll be at MegaCon. So if you're listening to this, go on and head over to nightgig.com on Friday night, and there'll be a recap of what happened at MegaCon that evening. That day, and we'll do it again on Saturday and again on Sunday, and look for live YouTube videos about what happened at the con at that's at youtube.com/JTPokie. That's JTPOKIE. Don't ask, it's just what it was when I signed up for it long before I know I'd be doing anything with it. So
makes sense to me. I don't know what everyone else's problem is.
So there you go. So until next week, this is JT. And what did I say last week you liked so much? Enjoy your night gig? Is that what I said?
I don't know. Was it eat corn? No, I don't really remember.
You said you really thought it was a good tagline or good ending.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to have to go back.
It wasn't
and
gig out. It was, you know.
It was something.
Until next time, because I used to say, enjoy your webcomics. And since we're trying to break off from just webcomics, until next time, enjoy your night gig.
Sure.
All right, there we go. Until next time, this is JT Shea saying for everybody here at Night Gig Studios in the Gig Cast, enjoy your night gig.
What's it, Sophie? It's that time again? Come on, let's go.
It's time for some links from a guy in the know. When it comes to making comics, hey, this guy is a pro. Searches the web to find stuff he likes, and we share him with you on the TBBA Spotlight. It's the Bastard Brian Anderson Spotlight. From the GigCast and DoggyDoug.com. That's right, folks, it's back. With the return of the GigCast comes the return of the TBBA Spotlight. A syndicated cartoonist, Brian Anderson of Dog Eat Dog fame, has agreed to continue with his Spotlight series here in the GigCast, highlighting three or more webcomic-y things he's found on the internet for us this week. And to start it off again, he found some great ones. He starts off with one, a well-known one here in the GigCast and at Night Gig Studios. That's right, PC Weenies by Krishna Savadazam from, of course, over at PCWeenies.com. Which is the penultimate, or not the penultimate, but the actual ultimate, that's right, the ultimate tech guy web cartoon. Krishna's been doing it for over 10 years, probably over 11 years by now. And you can check out all the antics of Bob and his family. And recently, I don't know if you guys know this or not, if you haven't checked out PC Weenies in a while, Krishna has switched to a more of a strip style instead of the one-off single panels he used to do. So now you can really follow Bob and his family and how they deal with modern technology in different ways. So check that out at PCWeenies.com. The second TBBA Spotlight comic this week is called Stale Bacon. It can be found at StaleBacon.com. It's a really interesting, to say the least, webcomic. It's kind of one of those out there, wacky, random ones you're going to see. It's by two guys by the name of Kevin and Dustin, who are friends in high school, grew apart, came back together to do this. What's really neat about the comic, or the website in general, is it's just not the comic. There's also Flash games involved with it. There's some animation involved with it. Some pretty cool stuff. So check it out at stalebacon.com. And it says a webcomic about nothing, which is about right. So check it out. And the third one that Brian Anderson let us know about is one that he's been championing for a while. Over on Zuda Comics, you're going to find Monsterplex. It's about a movie theater that shows only horror films, and it's run by monsters. That's right. You got zombies, you got Frankenstein, you got bugs, you got all kinds of stuff. It's great. It's by Brock Heasley. He's the writer, and Dirty Dingo's the artist, and Third World is the colorist. And you can check out all that again at Zuda. It's Zuda Node 1759, but just do a search for Monsterplex. I'm sure you'll find it from there. All right, well, there we go again. The TBBA Spotlight is back on the GigCast thanks to the generosity of Brian Anderson. You can follow him on Twitter at DogEatDoug, and of course, check out his syndicated comic online if it's not in your local paper, write your editors. But you can follow it online at DogEatDoug.com. All right, this is JT Shea for Brian Anderson, that bastard Brian Anderson, saying once again, until next week, enjoy your webcomics for the... I can't remember. I'll have to look back and listen to see how I actually ended these... how I ended these spotlights. But in any case, check it out next week. We'll see you. This has been the TVBA Spotlight here on the GigCast. This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?
One.
Oh, that's great. Was that like 6 minutes ago?